Welcome to the Sweet Sila Moments podcast. This is an update.
It surely is. This is a short little mini in-between episode because we have an announcement to make. But first of all, I want to say we're so sorry that all fall you did not hear from us. We wanted you to hear from us. Week after week, we tried to let you hear from us. And we will not go into the details, but between Nicole and me, Sharon, sickness, illness, troubles just overcame us. And we couldn't record. You know, I found a scripture passage that I really think fits this so well, Nicole, and I want to read it to all of us this morning. And it's found in James 4, verses 13 to 16. It says this. It's really humbling, actually. Look here, you who say, today or tomorrow, we are going to a certain town and we'll stay there a year. We will do business there and make a profit. The confidence. Ha, 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 ha. Verse 14. How do you know what your life will be like tomorrow? Your life is like the morning fog. It's here a little while and then it's gone. What you ought to say is, if the Lord wants us to, we will live and do this or that. Otherwise, you are boasting about your own pretentious plans. Oh my goodness. And all such boasting is evil. So this is just such a good reminder to me, Nicole. We thought we were going to do a fall season, 2024, and we couldn't. And God's plans overruled ours. And we can trust that even though, quite frankly, neither of us liked the plans that unfolded particularly well. God's in charge. He's in charge. And amazingly, the world kept spinning, even though we didn't produce our weekly podcast.
Yeah, wasn't that something?
I know it. So tell us the new plan, or tell the listeners the new plan. I might happen to know the new plan.
You do, which is good. But so in light of all of this, we've decided to do a new format for our podcast. So we're going to be recording and releasing one podcast a month now. So we're happy to do that. We have just decided that in keeping up with our family and our friends and putting God first and making time for those Sila days, we really need to make sure that we're focusing on those things first before we try to add everything else onto our plate. So this would be a nice way to do that.
Absolutely. And of all things, we called season 10 our Sila season.
It just makes me giggle.
I know. How ironic that the Lord said, really? You want a Sila season? Let me slow you down.
Yes. And make it so that you absolutely have to take a Sila season.
Yes, exactly. So you will not hear from us again until first Tuesdays of the month. That's when we're going to release our episodes. And providentially, God arranged it so that I had already planned 12 episodes dealing with the word Sila.
It's like he knew.
It's like he knew. So this year, unlike any other year, there will be a release the first Tuesday in July, July rest month, because it will be, you know, pre-recorded. And so first Tuesday of every month, you can listen for a new episode on the Sila season. And on the other Tuesdays, you can pray for us as we try to rearrange our priorities so the Lord and our families and the work he has for us to do go first.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's pray and then come back at the first Tuesday of the next month. Father, I thank you so much for this hard-hitting passage from James. You're so right, Lord. We don't plan our tomorrows. Thank you for the reminder that all we do is Lord willing. Father, we want your will above our own. Help us to receive with good grace when you change our plans or you allow illness to come in and destroy what we thought was a really good idea. We honor you. We know you're in charge. We love you. And we ask your blessing on this slower Sila season. In Jesus' name. Amen.